Blog Talk Radio.
Unscripted. The network. So it's only right if I unscript it. Check me out. Now spit your word, let's get it heard, cause we are down to hear what's clever. Bars are not real talk, you can rap about whatever. Now if you get tuned in to this unscripted network, some you lose, some you win, get it? Let's work. Now I ain't C. Hicks, and this my man Dota Don. We keep everything unscripted going into overtime. Now all we finna do is interview dope artists, whether you write hooks or write books, you're both authors. And on our podcast, nah, we won't laugh at you. You can spit some hot gas or read a paragraph or two. And if you spit hot flames, then tell us why we should listen. If you ain't spit no octane, then cause we could dish it out on more than a plate. Give us the B16, we'll turn it to the first 48. And we're never buying fraud, cause homie, we don't sell fake. I stand behind these bars and it's my cellmate. Yeah, this script is not prepared, this is unscripted. Wanna get your words heard, we'll say it, or come spit it. 100 rounds a minute and I'm finished, not unlimited. Come up on a minute then, come and get unscripted, kid.
Yeah,
unscripted. The network. Now they're hearing two on accordance with the script written beforehand and prompt to. So.
Yeah, it's folks. It's your boy C. Hicks, and I'm here with my homie straight from Louisville, KY, Dope Fresh to Don. And welcome to our show, Unscripted Network, where we are not scared of the real, and you can talk, rap, or read about whatever, however, whenever you want to. You dig? Oh, and bars must be included with the rap, because you ain't got no bars, you ain't got no business rapping. Real talk. But on that being said, go ahead, network. And you can find me and my outlandish ass thoughts on Facebook as Carl Hicks. That's Carl H-I-X. I'm on Instagram as C Hicks. That's C dot underscore H-I-X. And I'm on Twitter, but I ain't no tweeter. Now you can find the big homie right here, Dope Fresh to Don. You can check him out on any major platform where music is listened to and or sold. And that's sold with an S. S as in support. Name is Law. That's Black Law, Rebel Music. Dope. Talk to him. Okay. There was a bit of a situation right about now. You know, and like I can pretty much guarantee what he's gonna say, you know, you can always, you know, he's pretty much good to be here for another day. As always, thanks for another. Oh, well, here you go.
What's good with it? Was good with it, C. Hicks. Was good with it. Unscripted Network. Was good with it, world. And yes, C. Hicks, you're right. That's exactly what I was going to say. You know, blessed to be alive, see another day, be able to do another show. And I don't know what was happening. You know what? I think I had my joint on mute. I was talking. I'm like, damn. I'm like, you can't hear me. It's all good, man. Everything copacetic. You know what I'm saying? And, we ready, man. I'm ready for tonight's show, ready to set the week off right. You know what I'm saying? We going to the West Coast. But you already know how we do, man. I'm going to let you introduce our special guest tonight. So let us know who we talking to.
All right. You know, we've been on the West Coast we've been on the West Coast a couple of times, man. But we about to holler. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to unscript the man this way. You know what I mean? I'm going to let everybody who's listening now or who will listen later figure him out from everything, from all the information he gives us. So I'm going to just say Jay cannot be wrong or go left if Jay is right. You did. So Jay Wright, you unscripted, good brother. Let us know what the business is.
Yeah, man. What's cracking with everybody out there, man? I appreciate you, C. Hicks, and Don't Fresh the Dolphin. Let me get up on that scripted network. But, man, what's really going down is, man, your boy out here from Utah, man, Chuck go hard for this underground scene, man. Y'all feel me?
Hey, understood. You know, we unscripted network, so we about all underground things. You hear me?
Oh, no doubt. Definitely, man. I'm all about that as well, too, man. Rappers, MCs, filmmakers, graph makers, you know what I'm saying?
Man, we appreciate you. We appreciate you, Jay. We love the energy, man. You already know me and you've been rocking for a minute. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, C. Hicks is my guy. And actually, he created this platform. And, you know all about underground platforms. You know what I'm saying? So before we get into the platform that you run pretty much, you know what I'm saying, we're going to get to know you a little bit, the man behind the support, behind the muscle of the underground, you know what I'm saying? Jay Wright, man, let them know a little bit about you, you know what I'm saying? Just where you come from and, when you first found your first, when you realized you love music the way you do, you know what I'm saying? And what made you get into music?
Okay, oh, hell yeah, man, most definitely. Once again, like I said, much love for letting me get up on the air with y'all, man, because Underground United, man, you know what I'm saying? We're doing this for life. But, man, I've always had the love for music, though. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? My nigga Gibbs, his daddy was a DJ and shit. And our uncle, Mel Waiters, he's a great blues artist, man, out up in the South. And then we got our other upcoming cousin, Walter Waiters. He doing the same thing as Mel Waiters with the blues and shit. So it's always been up in the family, man. And I think I really fell in love with hip-hop at the age of 16. Yeah, y'all don't laugh at me, though, man. That's why I tried to start rapping and shit, man. I really thought I was a rapper and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I did that for about a few years, man, trying to rap. And then I think about 2021, I moved up to Washington State. And that's when my whole career really, really took off. Because when I hit 21, I started DJing in the clubs. That's how I became DJ Regulator out there and shit. East side of the state, Walla Walla, Washington. Home of the Sweet Onions of the Penitentiary, man. You know what I'm saying? I was out there just doing it real hard during this club. I first started at this club called JB's, man. They fired me and shit on some bullshit, man. I ain't going to get into that one, though. You know what I'm saying? But then this other club where I really wanted to be at, Club Ozitas, they picked me up, man. The taco of the town, that was their slogan and shit, because they had some bomb-ass tacos, excuse me, and shit. But they played hip-hop Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And I kept letting them up and shit, man. I was like, yo, man, what's good, man? Eventually, one day out the blue, he's like, yo, you still want to DJ and shit? I was like, hell yeah, man. So I think right there, they opened up the whole door for me, man, really, man. You know what I'm saying? And I DJ for about 5 years. I got tired of the club scene, playing the same shit over and over. And then I went back to rap. I tried to go back to rapping again, man, because I was living out there in Pullman, Washington. I met a couple cats, man, you know. I laid a few tracks down with them. One of them's online, I believe, SoundCloud and shit. Everybody can listen to that shit, man. Smoke your weed, get your laugh on and shit. But then my cousin, he hit me up and shit. He's like, yo, man, I need you to come back down to Utah and shit because I got this shit called Gifted in Atlanta because he's gifted and shit. So I was like, all right, cool, I'm with that, man. He gave me a bus ticket, man, brought me back and shit. Ever since, that's when I've been starting doing, like, the managing and promoting. And then I think it was, like, a year since I was back. E. Ripper, he's the main dude of Underground Army Promotions. He hit me up, man. He's like, man, I see how you be pushing your cousin's music, man. I want to bring you along with this nonprofit organization. I was like, all right, cool, cool. And then from there, man, it's just been taking off, though. You feel me?
Man, all right. Definitely feel you, man. That's what's up.
Man.
So you've been on your journey. That's a dude that didn't pretty much touch all bases of hip hop. He said he started off trying to rap, then moved on to DJing. Now he kind of played the promoter, manager. You know, where is that hat? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Actually, I think I really like more of the promoting and the managing side of the rapping and the DJing and shit, because I get a really focus in on, like, a few artists or whatever and shit, you know what I'm saying? Try to bring them up to the surface and shit so people actually know them by, like, one song. Because what I really hate is, like, when an artist starts, like, a Hush Knockout song, how somebody supposed to know your music and shit? We got, like, 100 songs. That's why I tell cats, man, you just got to push, like, one track, man, you know what I'm saying? That one hot track, I always keep pushing that shit, man, so people, like, really know you by it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, oh, excuse me, man. I don't mean to cut y'all off. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead. You know, we always cutting each other off, you know what I mean? But go ahead and finish what you were saying.
Oh, okay, yeah, man. But like I was saying, yeah, man, cats gonna really start taking time into their promotion and shit, man. Don't half-ass some shit. Because another thing that kills me is, man, is when the dude got a track, man, your track might be fire, but your artwork look like garbage. Now, 10 times, dude, I'm going to bypass it because your artwork looks like garbage. It's not eye-catching and shit, but your song might be fire, you know what I'm saying? It's about time cats start putting time into their craft. That means your money. I understand everybody ain't got a big budget because myself, I ain't got a big budget. And you know what I'm saying? Underground Armor Promotions, we are non-profit organization, but I feel like to try to put money into the projects that we do, make them look good. So cats got to start doing that shit, man, making your shit look good. Because if people see your shit look good, man, they want to listen to it. If it look like ass, man, they ain't going to fuck with it. And another thing is that mixing and mastering, cats got to stop being cheap with that shit. Because that's the real kicker, though, right there, man. Nobody want to fucking play a song on their phone or on their stereo, and they got to turn that shit all the way up and blow their speakers because you're mixing and mastering sounds like ass, man, you know? You gotta start paying for that shit. Quit having all the homeboy in the booth do that, man, or the dude down the street do that. He's like, oh man, I'll give it to you for the low, man. You know, you give me like a 6-pack or maybe a bottle of Henny, man. I'll mix your whole shit down. You know, fuck all that shit, man. Niggas gotta start putting money into your craft. Real talk, man. Excuse me for mumbling on my shit, but this is real shit. This is shit where I believe, and this is the shit what I stand for, man. That's why I'm here for the underground, man.
Hey, my man Jay Wright, he came on here and he went straight for their throats, man. Damn, well, his first 10, 15 minutes, he already told me, man, y'all got to stay. And that's true, though, man. I co-sign that. I agree 100%. If your artwork look like garbage, man, and the thing is, it's just no reason for that. It's no excuse. If your artwork look like garbage, that's just on you because you got graphic designers. I mean, you got so many graphic designers out here now, and some of them are good, and some of them are very reasonable. And you know how I feel like hip-hop, like anybody can rap, and it's like, yeah, you can rap and do that shit a cappella or whatever. I ain't telling nobody what they can or can't do, but if you're going to do it and put your music out for the public, man, you need to do that shit to a certain standard, or else you just in the way. That's how I see it. Like, you just in the way of people that's really taking their shit serious and that's really trying to present the public with something of quality. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of I agree with Jay Wright. I see a lot of all of us do. You see Hicks, me and him didn't talk about it. You see a lot of you hear a lot of. It's already a lot of rappers that's garbage just from a rapping standpoint. Terrible. You know what I'm saying? And then when you look at their graphics and they mixing and shit, that just make it even worse. Man, you like, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? So there's just no reason for that, man. So I agree fully with Jay Wright, man. Like, you gotta get your graphics together, get your mixing and mastering. Mixing and mastering can be a little more on the pricey side, but, you know, it's a lot of cats doing that for the low, too. That's actually pretty good. You know what I'm saying? It's all about your network. You got to get out here and network, and you got to, you know, get to know people. And then you got some people that'll take a chance on you. You know, you build the right relationship with them. You know, if you that talented of an artist, they'll cut you deals or maybe even do it for free because they believe in your song so much or they believe in your talent so much. So it's all about networking, man, and that's what we do here on Scripted Network. And that's what y'all do over at Underground Army Promotions, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell yeah, man. You know, and that's what we always do. But I want people out there who are listening, man. I don't want y'all to be like, oh, man, that nigga Jay Wright, an asshole. Nah, man, I'm not an asshole. I just keep it honest. I keep it 100, you know what I'm saying? If you slide in my inbox, talk about check me out, and I really don't know you, man, I'm not going to listen to your music and shit because you didn't come off proper and shit. You know what I'm saying? People need to communicate, yo. If you talk to me here and there, be like, yo, Jay, man, how you doing? I'll be like, yeah, what's up? And then, like, say 2 weeks later, man, you hit me in the inbox, be like, man, I got a track. I want you to check it out. 9 out of 10 times, I'm going to check it out because you was actually reacting like a human being and shit, man, and not being a punk-ass computer, man, you know, tagging people, spamming, all that shit's whack, man.
Yes,
niggas gotta
yes.
stop that shit too. That's bad promotion. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God,
people
yeah.
be like, man, good promotion. That's good promotion, but really that's not good promotion. That's bad promotion. Because when you tagging people and people really ain't even about the music, man, you're building a bad name and shit. Because they're like, man, I don't even want to do nothing. I don't want to be associated with that and shit. So you know what I'm saying? So when catching y'all out there tagging this shit, man, y'all got to take that in a mind frame. Just don't tag 50 random people, man. Tag people that you actually know and shit who actually really fuck with your music. That's just some more of that real shit, man. Because I see it every day. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't going to lie. I was one of those dudes who used to tag and shit. I did that when I first got up on Facebook. But then I start realizing, I seen that my numbers is going down and shit, and I seen all types of other shit. So I was like, man, that's not a good look and shit, man. So that's why I ran away from that shit, and I always want to tell artists, man, don't do that shit. That's just not that good, man. If you're going to tag, just tag your people and shit.
Hey, them facts right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With certain motherfuckers, it's cool, you know what I'm saying, but... I mean, I be getting tagged with shit. I'm like, God, this is some garbage. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I
yeah,
understand what you're saying, man. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
For real.
Yeah, you telling no lies here. You telling no lies, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I'm telling you,
what
man. That's all what it is, man. I ain't going to sugarcoat no shit of that, man. I'm just going to tell how it is, man. That's why a lot of people love me. That's why a lot of people hate me, man. Because I just tell how it is, man.
Hey, you know how the old saying goes, man. You rather be loved for who you are. I mean, you rather be hated for who you are than instead of being loved for somebody who you aren't. And that's just the real people gonna love you for you, and you know some people gonna hate you, but you can sleep good at night because you. You know what I'm saying? You're not trying to conform and trying to make everybody like you. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody's not meant to like you. Everybody, you know, that's just how it goes. So, hey, you ain't got to explain yourself. You on the line with, I ain't going to say we assholes, but some people would see us as assholes too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I got a pretty decent following and people fuck with me, but I got people that don't fuck with me either. Just like C. Hicks. He got a lot of people that don't fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? But, it's all good. It's all good, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't please everybody. You know, my views are my views for a reason, and they don't coincide with everybody else's views. You know, we are about building. You know what I'm saying? We can put our differences aside and build, but if you get in your feelings because C. Hicks is his thoughts are a certain way, his opinions are a certain way, my thoughts, our opinion are a certain way, and they're sending you to that point that you don't want to build with us. Well, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? That's how we rock over there. We trying to build.
Stop.
We want to give y'all a platform. We want people. We want to see everybody win and everybody shine. But at the end of the day, you know, we doing it our way. You know what I'm saying? You either rock with it or you don't. And I see that's how y'all rock. Over at UAP, Underground Army Promotions, too. You know, y'all do a good job. Y'all promote everybody, non-biasness. You know, I like that about y'all. Y'all don't charge people for promotion. Y'all just see who's working, and y'all push, you know. And I'm sure, you know, y'all get some people that get mad because, you know, y'all might not be pushing they stuff as much as they want y'all to. But at the end of the day, fuck them. They don't appreciate you.
Yeah.
Fuck them, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they y'all might not be, you know, they might not be pushing themselves the way y'all want them to, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it's a good
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
And I say, man, if everybody likes you, you're doing something wrong. That's just how I feel it. You know what I mean? This is how I feel. If everybody likes you, you're doing something wrong, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? You ain't being real enough.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Right, man. You know, I guess we all doing something right, man. We all getting the hate, but like I like to embrace the hate, man. You know what I'm saying? I just want to bring it on. It's just more fire to the fuel. It just makes me want to go harder for the people who believe in me, who support the craft and support what I'm trying to bring to the community, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I love the hate. I love hate. One thing about it, I love hate. Bring it to me, cause I know how to combat it. I combat hate with real. Real wins every goddamn time, in my opinion. My humble opinion. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Hey, but let me ask you this, man. Yeah. Let me ask you this. You know, being out in Utah, you know what I mean? You know, for my 40 years on Earth, you know, Utah, and my, from what I see, you know, I'm all the way on the East Coast. So Utah, you don't really, you know, coincide Utah with hip-hop like that. So what is the hip-hop scene in Utah? What's that like? In Utah.
Oh, man, to be honest with you, man, the hip-hop scene, we got hip-hop out here, but it ain't no fire, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to shit on my own backyard, though, but there's not a lot of fire out here. But there is some artists that's hitting, but it's harder for us to get out, though, man, because it's a small market, and it's Utah, because, you know, because everybody considers Utah to be Mormon shit. And the first, like, few years when I lived out in Washington, motherfuckers thought I was a black Mormon, man, because I tell them I'm from Utah. First, they were like, oh, you black Mormon, man, you black Mormon. I used to get in fights over that shit and shit, because I got tired of it, man. Like, nigga, man, not everybody is a black Mormon. Not everybody is Mormon who lives in Utah and shit. So, you know what I'm saying? That's the thing out there to everybody out there, man, listening. Now, everybody is Mormon from Utah, man. Real talk. You got Mormon-ass niggas out here, man, like myself, my nigga Gifty, man. There's a whole lot of us out here. So don't be afraid to come to Utah, man, and fuck with us, man. Real talk.
Okay. You know, for a minute, man, you know, I'm 40, man. So for a minute, I only thought the only black person that lives in Utah was Karl Malone. That's just me, though. You know, I was so goddamn so far removed from, you know, the actual world and shit. Nah, for real, that's the only black person I can get out there.
Hey, Karl Malone and Byron Russell.
Oh, damn. Yeah. No, man, blew it up, man. This man, niggas out here, dog, man, we got a Juneteenth, man. We do Juneteenth this shit, you know what I'm saying? Well, I live at, I'm up in Ogden, so I'm about 30 minutes away from the capital. The capital is Salt Lake City and shit, though. But it's cracking, though, man. You know what I'm saying? You got niggas out here, man. There's niggas all up throughout the state, man. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, see, if y'all ever came out here, you definitely want to go to Salt Lake, man. That's where you're going to have the best of the best time and shit. But if you definitely come down, man, holler at your boy, man, Jay White, because, you know, because when I ain't promoting and shit, I'm cooking, man. I'm a damn good cook, man. I got some of the best wings, man. Wing Wednesday, man. Real talk, man. You get that honey sriracha, man. If you like it hot, man, I got that extra hot. Even that teriyaki, man. Steinies, yo. Teriyaki. That's how I get my bread and shit. That's how I supply the underground and shit, man. With my real job and shit. But it's all love, though. That's why I do this shit. If I didn't have love for it, man, I would have stopped doing this shit a long time ago, though, man. You feel me? Because half the time, even when I was DJing, I really wasn't even getting paid, man. You know?
So, yeah, hey, y'all heard the man. You ever in Ogden, Utah, holler at Jay Wright, go to Steiny's. He said he got y'all on the wings. You know what I'm saying? He said he's the man's chef. He chef you up something. So, yeah, me and C. Hicks, man, Unscripted, might have to make our way. I told you that. We might have to fall through Ogden, through Utah, man. Because that's, I mean, honestly, for me, that's what I'm about, man. I like this. Like, I feel like, man, the whole planet of Earth is my home. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't confined to one city, one state, one country. You know what I'm saying? Like, financially,
wow.
Yeah, it don't allow us to move around the way we want to. But that's what I really like doing. I like seeing, going to different places, man, mingling with different people, embracing different cultures, you know, seeing what it's like on different sides of the town. So, I mean, different sides of the map. So, you know, that we might have to make that happen one day, man. Me and CX come out there and you know, cut up a little bit in Utah, man. And another thing I was going to say, I wanted to ask you to, you know, kind of piggyback off of what CX asked you about the hip-hop scene in Utah. Like, what would you say is the core sound of Utah hip hop? Do you feel like it's more like, you know, Bay Area influence, more like Southern LA influence? It got like its own sound? Is it East Coast, more South? You know what I'm saying? Midwest? Like, what would you say is like the core sound there? Like, if we came there, what would we hear the most from the local rappers?
Oh, shit, man. If y'all came out here and tapped into the music and shit, it'd be more of a gumbo. Utah really doesn't have original sound. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you get some niggas who was heavily influenced by the Bay and shit. Then you get some of the niggas who's, like, heavily influenced, like, by this new school shit, like the Migos, Drake style. You know what I'm saying? If you dig real deep, man, you get, like, your little chorus niggas and shit. There's a variety, but like the biggest dude out here right now is this cat called James the Mormon and shit. But he ain't gonna be everybody's type of hip hop you listen to. Cause if you ask me, I don't fuck with his music, man. His music ain't my style of rap, dog. Real talk.
Yeah. That we want you to give it real. I like that you keep, you know, putting it out there, real talk, cause we want all that real shit. That's why we have episodes called Real Talk, where we talk about some real shit. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right.
You know, I mean, you like probably one of the first guests you ever had that, you know, said that they don't fuck with somebody's shit, you know, and goddamn it, that's what we like. We want motherfuckers who don't fuck with everybody's shit, you know what I mean? Because I definitely don't. You know, I laugh at a motherfucker
right.
And say, man, this shit's some garbage.
For real, no, I mean, you can't like everybody's shit, though. You know what I'm saying? Because if we like everybody's shit, then what's the point of rapping, though? Because you got to hate on somebody, you know what I'm saying? It's part of the game. You got to be like, oh, man, that nigga whack, man. Man, that nigga shit's trash. And you got some other nigga defending them and shit. Like, man, that shit's hot, man. That's part of the game. It's like the when niggas freestyle battle, man. It's all part of the game, man, you know? So you can't even dislike niggas' music and shit, though, man. But you got to be honest with it. Just don't dislike a nigga because that nigga, Cause that nigga bougie or something and shit, though. But that nigga actually bougie, but he make good music, though, man. You know what I'm saying? Give the nigga his credit, but you ain't got to fuck with the nigga. Keep it chopping shit, man. You feel me?
Right.
Yeah, man.
So, you know, you said you promote and you manage your artist, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. / your cousin, Gifted, you know what I'm saying? Like what would you say is the biggest obstacle of like trying to juggle, you know, like you said, working your 9-to-5, you know, that put food on the table for you and your family, and then running the Underground Army Promotions page where you promote all artists, but then also dedicating your time to your, you know, because I'm sure you want to put a little more time, you know, that ain't no knock to the other artists, but you want, that's your actual family, your blood, and you know. I'm sure you was managing and promoting him first, I believe you said earlier, before the Underground Army Promotion space. So how do you, like,
right,
make that balance between getting him and making the moves that you feel like needs to be made for him, and then also, you know, working your job and running the Underground Army Promotions page? Like, does that become, like, stressful at times, or is it, you know, pretty much got a hold of things?
Doing like the Underground Promotions, you know what I'm saying? I was like juggling and this shit, but like I say, as years come, man, I start riding, it's like riding a bike, so now it's cool. So like, if I'm gonna share Gifted music and shit, I'm gonna do it like during the same process as I'm like sharing niggas on the Underground Army and shit, you know what I'm saying? And as for setting shows and shit, we ain't too good for the Utah scene, but we're just dumb with it because we felt that it's always the same shit. Niggas really ain't growing because it's always the same 20 to 30 people at the shows and shit. And half the time, motherfuckers is outside smoking cigarettes or they bullshitting and shit outside, so nobody's really fucking with the music except for the people who they came to support, man. So, you know, we're done with the doing like the local shows and shit. But if there's like cats like say you know, or Chucky Work Clothes or me and Man VA, if they reach out and be like, yo, man, we gotta show up in our town and we want y'all to come to a market, we'll do that shit, man. Cause you know what I'm saying? Cause it's something new and shit and it'll excite us. But as for shit, man, the hardest thing would probably be building a bigger fan base, dog. You know what I'm saying? With the manager promoting, just building a bigger fan base for my nigga Gifted, because he a real Southern artist. Because he moved to Memphis in 82 and shit. Because if y'all don't know, man, me and Gift, we're first cousins. His mom and my mom are brothers, are sisters and shit. So, you know what I'm saying? So, we've always been together since birth, man, you know. He moved to Memphis in 82, so he gained that Southern skill because he came back in about 95, so we linked up again. The Raider boys, we were doing high school together, Bonneville High School, you know what I'm saying? My young ass running havoc, man, and that nigga, he got to come through and help out, man, to fucking defuse the situation because I used to be a hothead back then, man. You know what I'm saying? And then I moved away, and he came back. But the hardest thing is definitely building up the fan base, though, yo. Fan base.
Man.
Yeah, okay.
Most definitely. Nah, I was going to say, yeah, I definitely feel you, man, on that. You know, the local shows, I think it's like that everywhere, man. I can't even say it's just Utah. I ain't gonna say it's like that everywhere consistently. You do have certain shows, local shows that do. You might get, you know, 70 to 100 people in there, which that's considered a good turnout, you know, locally. You might even have, you know, a couple hundred, you know what I'm saying? But that's once in a blue moon for the most part. The most of the little open mics, local shows I've been to is the same turnout, bro, 20, 30, maybe 40 people. Then you got one or two artists that bring half the crowd. So once they get done performing, that 20, 30 people go to 15 people, 10 people, you know what I'm saying? And then, like you said, people's at the bar drinking, not even paying attention to the music outside, smoking. So it's the same shit everywhere, man. Like Shock G said back in the day, man, Digital Underground, man, everywhere is the same song. You know what I'm saying? All around the world is the same song. So that's just what it is, babe. But C Hicks, I'll let you go ahead. I think you want to ask him something. Oh. So you go ahead and ask my man,
you know,
Jay Rice.
I was going, you know, asking what we ask everybody, you know, concerning hip hop. You know what I mean? I'm surprised you didn't ask him first. But, you know, Jay Wright, man, you know, we just want to know who are your top five favorite rappers, you know, of all time. Your top five. And you, I'm pretty sure you can go back in the day, you can give us something new, something different than what our average guest has been giving us. So, you know, give us your top five.
Oh, dang. Top five of, like, all time? Is this, like, mainstream, underground, everybody that shit?
Or whatever, your top five or whatever, underground, mainstream, you might give us somebody, you might say somebody we need to check out. Give us your top five or whatever. Underground, top, mainstream, whatever, mumble rap, whatever.
Damn, well, first off, man, I don't fuck with mumble rap, man. That shit needs to die. I'm tired of that shit. That shit's super corny, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, oh, man, my top five, damn, I probably have to be real biased then, man. My top five come out the bay, man. It go like this. E-40, Mike Dre, Shebo, San Quan. I mean, that's five right there, right?
That's not
RBL Posse, man, the whole group, man. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where my real love came from, is the Bay Area. I'm highly influenced by the Bay Area, man. I got turned on at the age of 16, and that shit just always rolled with me, man. Bay Area, man.
Once you named E40, I already knew where it was going.
Because, my man Hicks, you just saying that this week, dog. I'm 40. I just turned 40, man, April 21st, man. Thank you, God. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, y'all some youngins. I'm older than you.
Oh, my God.
Look, hey, Jay Wright, don't let this dude, man, don't let this dude talk crazy, man. This dude just turned 42 at the end of last year. He talking like he 50 or something,
bro. Right, you've been ready for 40 years old, man. You with that same number, man, the 40 club, though, man. So, yeah, that's another thing I feel like I try to bring this underground army shit, man, because I got, like, a lot of knowledge and shit, man, and I just don't want to just sit in my dorm. I want to share it with the world, man, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully it will help somebody and benefit their career and take their career to the top, you know what I'm saying?
Understood.
Right,
you know,
right.
What you saying there, right, I'm going to say beware of this guy, he going to come out with a drink called the Hicks Tape. You know, he might shoot you something, you know what I mean? And matter of fact, He was the guy that was rapping the intro. Now, if you appreciate those bars, I'm pretty sure you appreciate the Hicks tape. You know what I mean? Just watch out for
that. Oh,
him.
Yeah. I was definitely soaking that intro up. That I was some hot shit. If you got the Hicks tape, man, slide it to me, man. Even if I got to buy it, man, I'll buy it because you already know. I ain't cheap on supporting niggas, man. That's real talk. I buy cats, man. If you get a hot product, man, I'll support it to the 100, man. I'll drop the 5 to 10, whatever it is, man. Real chop.
Oh, man, 100, man.
Hey, and
yeah,
I can vouch,
man.
I can vouch for Mr. J. Wright, man. He ain't just talking because we on air. Like, he ain't stunting or fronting. He being all the way 100 because he didn't purchase shit all of my old catalog, and not just myself, but he's purchased other underground artists like Imperial Real Rail, Supreme Ra, you know, VA the Man, Chucky Work Clothes. I mean, many artists, you know what I'm saying? I see him purchase their projects and not just purchase, but he also, you know, he'll share your music, he'll put your music on mixtapes, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, my man goes all out, so I felt like it was deserving for him to be on this platform because, like I said, that's what we all about on Unscripted Network. You know, we about networking and supporting. We about, you know, getting the unheard, you know, the underground, you know, the unfiltered heard. That's why we call the show Unscripted. We all about the un,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The unsung yeah. heroes, you know what I'm saying? So, man, you,
wow.
you one of them. You an unsung hero in the underground because, you know, it's not many people left like yourself that's supporting the underdogs because, you know, everybody just, you know, pretty much we live in a world where if you ain't already popping, people don't want to help something from that starts, you know, from the ground up. They want to celebrate something that's already constructed, you know what I'm saying? But it's
yeah.
like, you know, people love Michael Jordan. They talk about the 6 rings, but a lot of those people wasn't fans of Michael Jordan when he was getting bounced out of the first round by the Boston Celtics, getting beat up by the Detroit Pistons, you know what I'm saying? Then when he became a champion and he started getting endorsements and, you know, the movie role, Space Jam, stuff like that, you know, everybody love you. And that's just how it goes. You know, you do got core people that fuck with you from the jump, but a lot of people, they want to jump on the train when it's already been left the station. So we appreciate you for, you know, seeing the talent that's out there and really trying to bring awareness and playing your part, and it makes other people do their part, you know what I'm saying? So we appreciate you, man. It's our honor to have you on here and to showcase you. You know what I'm saying? For what you do.
Oh, shit, no doubt, man. Like I said, it's a big honor for me to come up on the show, man. I'm truly blessed. Y'all let me come up on and spit my voice, man. Let people actually hear me and shit, man. I love that shit right there because you already know, man. I'm just trying to connect everybody like Voltron so we can swing that big-ass power sword on niggas, man. You feel me?
Hey, who are you? Yeah.
Real talk. Hey, hey, you said your top 5. Hold on. I only heard 4. Maybe, you know, I need to clean my ears out. I heard E-40. I heard C-Bo. I heard Mac Drizzle, R.I.P. Mac Dre, and I heard San Quentin. Who was the other one?
Oh, shit. Then, man, RBO Posse as a group, then, fam. My bad.
Yeah.
I totally... I apologize for that, yeah. I'll be real fast, man. Y'all, you know, don't give me no bad love. We don't smoke that shit in the FSC. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm a huge Bay Area fan. What you say, my man?
Hey, no. Now, I'm saying no need to apologize because you did say that. Though does need to clean his ears out. But I ain't saying nothing.
Oh, no. Clean the ears out, G.
That's my bad, man. Sometimes, you know, C. Hicks, he be talking over the guests like he always do. You know, I can't hear you clear. Because...
oh, shit.
Nah, I'm just fucking with you. But, yeah, C. Hicks got what he wanted, man. That's a unique and a dope top 5. It ain't the average, you know, what we used to hearing, you know, Tupac, Biggie, Jay-Z, you know, all those guys, you know, and it's no disrespect to them guys, they legends too, but for you to go the whole, you know, the whole Bay route, your whole top 5 straight from the Bay, that's what's up, man. And a lot of them dudes are, you know, like you said, a lot of people sleep on the Bay. I was kind of sleep on the Bay myself So about 4 or 5 years ago, you know, one of my homies, he kind of turned me on to some Bay music. And once I really start understanding it, understanding the lingo, and just, you know, seeing how they got their own little swag, and just, you know, I was start feeling it. You know what I'm saying? Certain rappers from the Bay I really like. Like, I like the Jacka, man. The, you know, R.I.P. Jacka. That's one of my favorite artists from the Bay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I fuck with the Jacka, man. I fuck with that whole clique when it was part of the Cebo Mob figures and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I got love for the Jacka, AP9, all them dudes, man. But at the same time, I can't mess with everybody out the Bay, though, man. You know what I'm saying? Because some of that shit coming out the Bay really ain't that cracking, man. Just like everybody in the world and shit, though. But, you know, I fuck with East Coast music, and I also fuck with Down South music, man. You know what I'm saying? That was just like more my, like, Bay Area top five for y'all and shit. I could probably do it for all regions and shit, though.
Right, right. Nah, we feel you. Hey, like you said, it's like that with everything. Yeah, the Bay definitely got some garbage, you know what I'm saying? Just like the South got some garbage and some dope shit. The East, you know, you're going to have dope and whack everywhere, you know what I'm saying? It don't stop. But that's what's up, man. Let me ask you from a management or promotion standpoint. Now, Leon, we're going to take it back even further, because you said you really started doing DJing after the rap. So what made, like, how did that come about? Like, was that something that you just wanted to try? Like, and when you DJ, did you DJ like the old school way, like two turntables, you know, like scratching and everything? Or you just pretty much just played music at, like, in a club? Like, how did you do it? Was you a full-fledged DJ?
Oh, no, nah, man, I wasn't a full-fledged DJ. I wasn't on the 12, scratching and mixing it up. I wish I was, but man, I was just a digital DJ, and how I got into that is because to my cousin, Killer Shay up there in Marwara, he had his boy Noah. He was a DJ and shit, and they both knew that first club that I got at, the JB's, so they got me up in there, and then Noah took me under the wing, showed me a few tricks on how to mix and match my songs together, blend them out, and how to fade this shit. And then from there, he just cut me go, man, and I just start running loose, and it just started feeling a fluid to me. And that's when I started trying to do radio, because I did radio for KWCW 90.5 FM, Walla Walla. That's a little college radio station. They do it every summer and shit, man. So, you know, I try to rock that shit out and gain that experience with them. And then I just do, like, voluntary work for, like, the communities, like the Armory. That's, like, this place where, like, little kids go and shit. And I just DJ joints for, I just play, like, real edited music, all the hot shit they like, but it had no non-cuss words in it. And I play it. But I was using, back then, I was on two Newmarks, though, you know what I'm saying? But the two Newmark Discman thing, you know, you pop your CD up in the thing, yep. That's why I was using CDs back then and shit, man. I used CDs for a long, long ass time. I can't tell you how many CDs I had. Because I had about like 4 or 5 books. And each book was like, say, about 200 to 500 CDs it hold, man. So I had a shit ton of CDs back then. But we ain't going to get into what happened about that, because that's some real bitch ass shit. And if that motherfucker listening, man, fuck you, dog. I'm doing better than I was back then, though. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. Yeah, sorry about that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where that came from. That was just wild, man. But yeah, I was just DJing up for two new marks, man. And Noah, he took me in under the wing, showed me what to do, and that was about it. Like I said, I got to thank my big cousin, Killer Shay, because if it wasn't for him and shit, man, and his boy, I probably would never ever DJ this shit, man. DJ Regulator would have never ever been born, man. So I got to thank my cousin Shay out there, man, up in Wawa, Washington.
Hey, you know, you told us, you know, you were into the rap, you know, into the rap thing. You were rapping yourself, right? And without being mistaken?
Yeah, man, I try to rap thing, man. Please don't tell me y'all want me to rap for y'all. Hope y'all ain't gonna say rap for me.
Nah, I was gonna ask, you know, is there somewhere, you know, I can listen to some of your music or something? Would you happen to have something out there right now? Or you just put that all the way in the back shelf?
Oh, doggy, that shit's all the way on the back shelf, but hey, I do have this song, but I did back in the day with my boy Nash up in Pullman, Washington. I didn't even know he put it on the SoundCloud and shit. I downloaded it, man. I got the song, man. You know what I'm saying? I'll send it to you, man, so you can vibe with it. And then I think there's a couple of them up on SoundCloud. Oh, excuse me, not SoundCloud, but up on YouTube. I'm not rapping on them. I'm more talking on them because this is when I was running with Red Door Records, man. That's another label that was funded by my cousin Shay and his younger brother Javon and Big Homie Smoke from FTS. That's full-time Seattle, or excuse me, full-time Soldiers. They're out of Seattle. They're like one of the first gangster rap groups and shit. They broke up. And somehow we was blessed to meet him and shit, and we formed Red Door Records, man, DYS Studios, man.
Oh, okay. Okay, I mean, you know my inbox, you know, just send that to me, you know what I mean? I just want to hear it, you know, because it's like now, I don't even want to hear nobody that's 29 or younger, you know what I mean? Because it seems like they ain't really talking about nothing. That's what the mumble rap generation, I want to hear somebody that's older that's talking about something. You know what I mean? That,
right,
me
yeah, man. I'll definitely send that out to you, bro. I'll send that out to you, man. But like I said, man, promise you ain't gonna laugh too hard, man. You know what I'm saying? So smoke your little, but yeah, get a little dig around, but nothing too hard, man, for me, please, dog, please.
Nah. All right, I feel you, man. I feel you.
Well,
yeah.
You know what?
Go ahead, though.
Yeah, what up?
Nah, I was going.
Oh.
I was going to let you go ahead and do your thing. CX, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say we have a caller right now, you know what I mean? And they only been in for like a couple of minutes, so I don't know if they really want to talk or if they're just listening. But what I'll do is I'll unscript this caller 352, you're unscripted. You want to talk to the guest or you're just listening?
Dominic.
Yo, let's do it.
Oh. Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, Dominic?
I'm good.
Oh, all right, so, just listening.
So y'all are interviewing artists?
Yeah.
All right. So I always ask a question. So who are your influences musically?
Oh, man, that's a real good one, dog. Musically, of course, if you can listen to the show, it'd be a big area of mix, though, and shit. You know what I'm saying? Definitely E-40 with the San Quentin, the Max J. But then you got to go over and go into the East Coast, though, because I'm a big East Coast head, because I like that lyrical shit as well. So I try to mimic that hype with that big lyrical shit, man. And as for the East Coast, I was definitely feeling like Redman, the Big L's, of course, Notorious B.I.G. He was one of my favorites. I think he was one of my first ever CD I bought, man, besides
yeah,
LL Cool J. It was another influence for me.
How about the West Coast? Like, who were in the West Coast?
Oh, West Coast. Like I said, man, I'm a huge, huge Bay Area fan. So I grew up to, like, the E-40s, the T-Shorts, the Spice Ones, the Three Times Crazy, Aubrey El Posse, Mac Maul, Richie Rich.
Okay, nice. So what's your station?
Oh, for sure. Nice love, homie.
What's your station?
Oh, they call me Jay Wright, bro.
Jay Wright.
W-R-I-G-H-T.
Jay Wright?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You can never go wrong with Mr. Wright.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what's up right there, man. I'll definitely put that old song onto my Gifted and King profile SoundCloud, man, for all y'all to check out. I might get back up into it because I've been thinking about it, man. You know, I've been thinking about it. Just dropped this EP for y'all, man, called Bad Habits.
Okay, that's what's up. Hey, Dominic, we appreciate you calling in, man, with the question.
Yeah, I had the music because it seemed like it was a lot of background in this, a lot of background noise in his joint. And on his phone, he was running a lot of background noise or something. But he's still here, though.
Oh, damn.
We appreciate you, Dominic, man.
Yeah, he's
yeah, Dominic,
what's
up, homie?
Yeah, he all the way from New York, man. He's a faithful, you know. He call her and he tunes into the show. So yeah, man, that's good, man. All good, man. Good love, man. We down to pretty much like the last 10 minutes of the show. So, you know, what I wanted to ask you is, you know, where do you see, what's the your goal, should I say, your end goal with Underground Army Promotions? You know what I'm saying? Do you want to see one of the artists that you promoted sign an actual record deal, or, you know, make it big? Or, like, what's your goal for the Underground Army Promotions?
My personal assistant goes to Jeffrey. I always want to see one artist make it, whether he signs a major deal or it's an independent deal. But as for the whole Underground Army Promotions, man, I want us to be globally known. I want us to be like a number one resource, you know what I'm saying, for any cat on any level, from beginner to experience, you know what I'm saying? If you got hot records and you feel that's really not getting that love, come holler at us, man, and we're going to get it out there, and we're going to see what the people like, man, you know what I'm saying? That's what we want to do. We want to be that number one pusher, man.
Yeah.
Man, that's what's up. Underground Army Promotions.
Yeah.
Make sure y'all on Facebook, type it in exactly how it sounds. It's how it's spelled. Underground Army Promotions. Get that page a thumbs up, a like. Check them out. See what they, you know, check them out. See what they doing, how they pushing on there, and, you know, keep rocking.
Yeah, man. Real talk, man. You want to get known globally. You know what I mean? Globally, globally, goddamn it. You know, you're trying to get known over there, and goddamn, you know, somewhere over in Spain, some goddamn way. I know that, hey, shit, that's what you gotta do, though. If you don't get globally, you just be locally. You dig?
Right.
You already know what the plug is, man. Everybody talk about the plug. The plug is the internet, because, you know, kind of to a certain degree, we already not local no more, because, you know, we chopping it right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm in Louisville, Kentucky, you know, C. Hicks in the Washington, D.C. area, and Jay Wright is in Utah, you know what I'm saying? So it's already a global connection, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that the internet's the plug, man. We got to just keep building, keep networking with the right people, man. We can get this shit, you know, spread all over like a virus.
Yeah. And we still got Dominique from the NY.
Thanks for calling in.
I mean, he muted right now, you know, because he had some background noise. But I'm just saying, he's still on here, though, rocking with us.
Oh, yes, sir.
Right.
Yeah, man. So, how did you, like, really get started in, you know, we got, like, 7 more minutes, you know what I mean? So I'm going to say, how did you really get started into the promotion side of things? You know what I mean?
It all really started with pushing my cousin, my nigga Gifted, man, because he hit me because they had the Star Born and debut album. It's been out for a year, so it hasn't even been charged to the internet or nothing. So that's where it really started, man. I just really started pushing that hard, getting cast the fuck with that In My Cadillac single, man, and Run When I Ride single. So that's where it really started, and that's when E-Rapper, because he seen me, because I think it was about like 2 to maybe even 3 years before he really even decided to fuck with me, because that's how hard I was pushing the music, man, you know what I'm saying? I was pushing that shit like every day up on my page, my personal page. There's a Twitter, Waveb, you know what I'm saying? Now, that's really where the whole promotion thing came in, you know what I'm saying? But I always had love for other cats because I was already doing it anyways on my personal page. Besides sharing my nigga get the shit, I was sharing like other cats through the 801 who I thought was hot, or a bunch of my Northwest niggas who I thought was hot, and niggas throughout the world who I thought was hot. So that's basically where it came from, man, just basically Facebook. So I got to say, hey, thanks for Facebook, man. They gave me the option. I guess that comes down to the internet, though, man. Got to thank the internet, because without the internet, there wouldn't be no Jay Wright, because I wouldn't be able to do my thing.
Hey, if it weren't for the internet, there would be no Unscripted, because that's how me and Doe went off of a shared video. That's how I started. I shared a video of his, and here we go. You know what I mean? Here we go.
Yeah. See, yeah, that's crazy. That's the power of the internet.
That's real shit.
Man.
You know, like I always say, it's a lot of goofy a lot of sick, twisted shit on the internet that, you know, that I'm not a fan of, but this is the shit that I am a fan of, you know what I'm saying? Linking with people, you know what I'm saying, like-minded individuals and building and people got ideas and just different folks, because we all come from, you know, places where, you know, some of the people around in your local area, man, might be lame or they might be all on just kind of one-track minded on the same shit. And then, you know, if you think without no internet, you pretty much confined to just them people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if it went for the internet, now the internet, you can build with people, you can find people. You know, they got groups, these Facebook groups and, you know, different shit like that, Instagram hashtags. You can find people that's into the same shit that you into. So I feel like, man, the internet, if used right, the right way, is a great tool. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is. I definitely agree. Yeah, it's a great tool.
Hey, you know, one thing I can tell you about the internet is that the real always seep through to all the fake shit and the real connects. You know what I mean? It's like I can feel this connection right here. You know, the seep through all the fake bullshit and somehow connect. You know what I mean?
Right. You already know. My man C. Hicks, I'm definitely going to fuck with you, dog, man. And I got to give a big shout out to Dope, because if it wasn't for Dope, man, me and you, we would have never connected, man. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm going to fuck with you like I fuck with him, man. I fuck with him tough, so I'm going to fuck with you, Dope, dog. Whatever you're doing, you already know, man. I'm going to support it 100, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I appreciate you, man. And I throw you a link so you can hear me better. You know what I mean? I throw you a link in your inbox joint. I threw your link in there so you can actually hear me. You know what I mean? But Mr. Wright never wrong. Alright, you know, but Mr. Wright never wrong. With this last 3 minutes, I want you to give your shout outs, you know, show everybody who you're loving, you know. I mean, not who you're loving, but, you know, send everybody some love, give your shout outs, tell everybody where they can find you via social media. It's on you, brother.
Oh, shit, yes, sir. First off, man, I got to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers yesterday. Hope y'all had a beautiful one. Big ups to Gifted Entertainment. You already know Jay Wright, myself, Gifted, man. You can get us up on Facebook. We're on iTunes. If you fuck with that debut album, Star is Born, man, I'll give you free promotion on Underground Army Promotions, man. That's how I do it, because you know what I'm saying? Because I know it's hard, man. Spending your money and shit, because I don't want to spend my money all the time, but if it's dope, man, support it. So, you know what I'm saying? At the same time, I'm going to give y'all something back. Also, big up to all my peeps over at Underground Army. That's myself, E. Ripper, Ty the Tyrant, Little Spider, Jay the Rapper, and the new upcoming, my man, Don't Fresh the Dawn, man. I love all y'all right there, you know what I'm saying? That's the team. Y'all can look out for the little EP coming out. I've been talking about that for a few years. But I got that in the making, though, man. That's going to be some hot shit. And also, mostly, and not last, but big ups to God, man. I got to thank the man upstairs, man, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't a huge spiritual man, but I do believe in Jesus himself, though, man. You know what I'm saying? When I get low, I do look up to the man up there, though. But, yeah, once again, man, this is your boy, Jay Wright, man. I appreciate it, and I love y'all out there.
Man, we appreciate you. We appreciate you once again, Jay Wright.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I'm saying? It's been a blast. We love your energy and the fact that you kept it, came on here and kept it 100. You know what I'm saying? Always be you. Don't change you, bro. And keep doing your thing. And, you know, anytime Gifted, when he drop a new project or if he just want to come on here and promote the project that he got out, man, let him know, let me know, let C. Hicks know, and we'll set it up, and we'll play some of his music, and we'll interview him, too, as well, because, you know what I'm saying, hey,
yeah.
It's a team effort, so we appreciate you.
Hey, man, I appreciate y'all, too. Yes, most definitely 100, and, yeah, I'll definitely, man, you already know my man Gifted, he's on board, man, so, yeah, but when we can interview him, man, y'all let me know the best time for y'all, and we'll get that one.
Most definitely.
Okay. Hey, most definitely, man. And, you know, with all that being said, man, you know, once again, we got to thank Jay Wright, because you can never go wrong. Well, Jay can never go wrong or left, because Jay is right. You dig? And Dominique for calling in, always being, you know, a faithful supporter. We thank you so much, brother. And you know what I mean? With all that being said, man, we up out of here, man. Unscripted.
Unscripted. We out.